Five business groups have sued to try to keep the so-called millionaires tax proposal off the Massachusetts ballot next year. In their complaint to the state Supreme Judicial Court, the groups say the ballot measure, sponsored by a coalition of labor unions and left-leaning activists, is unconstitutional. The proposal, known as the Fair Share Amendment, would put a 4% surtax on annual income over $1 million and earmark the additional revenue for transportation and education. Eileen McEnany, president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, said the ballot initiative, which would amend the state constitution, is a bad idea.
The mission of the Mass Taxpayers Foundation is to promote the long-term economic well-being of the Commonwealth. And we feel like this ballot initiative has negative long-term implications for the way we budget, so we challenged whether or not it is valid.
Joining McEnany as plaintiffs in the suit are representatives from the Massachusetts High Technology Council, the National Federation of Independent Business, Associated Industries of Massachusetts, and the Massachusetts Competitive Partnership.
The legal challenge is about our legal concerns. And so putting the economic and fiscal concerns aside for a moment, there are three reasons why we think it shouldn't go before voters next year.
The groups argue the ballot question improperly involves unrelated topics, violates the state constitution's prohibition on using the initiative petition process to make specific appropriations, and would take fiscal policy away from the legislature, according to McEnany.
If this ballot initiative is allowed to go forward, then voters will have the power to both to raise revenue and appropriate it, and that's a power that right now resides solely with the legislature. So it in our mind, it has huge implications.
The defendants in the lawsuit are Attorney General Maura Healey, whose office certified the ballot question, and Secretary of State William Galvin, whose office is responsible for putting the measure on the 2018 ballot. The Raise Up Massachusetts Coalition is behind the ballot measure. In 2015, the activists launched the process to amend the state's constitution by collecting over 157,000 signatures. Votes by the state legislature in 2016 and 2017 advanced the initiative proposal to the 2018 ballot. Coalition spokesman Steve Crawford said the legal challenge from the business groups did not come as a surprise.
Their argument that education and transportation are not related it seems odd. It's an argument that the business community itself has been making for decades, that a sound education system and a good transportation system that gets people to work and goods to market are essential for Massachusetts.
Crawford said the coalition is confident the proposed initiative will withstand the legal challenge.
There's precedent on our side. There's history on our side. We already dedicate funds in the Constitution now through the gas tax. So I'm not a lawyer, but their arguments seem a bit thin to me.
The state's highest court is expected to hear oral arguments in the case early next year. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.